Torah stated in Parasha, and you chayei Sora, Mea Shona, Ve'esim Shona, Sheva Shona, and Shnei Chayei Sora. Torah tells us the life of Sora Yimeinu, 127 years. Kulin Shavu L'Toyv, as a Rashi. Thomas Soro, B'Kiryas Arba, Yichevroi, Eretz Kanoan. And Soro dies in Chevroi, Eretz Kanoan, by Yovoi Avrom, this boy, the Soro of the Koisa. Avrom now comes, this boy, the sorrow of the Koisa. So, Rashi, this boy, the sorrow of the Koisa, of Nisbucha, Misa Sora, Lakeda Sitchok. Misa Sora is Nisbucha, Lakeda Sitchok. Why? Why is that the Smichas, but in Shayadeh, Besura, Sakeda? Because the announcement of the Akeda, she is Daman, but not the Shchita. Kimachlo nishchad poruch and nishmos mimeno umeisa. The neshama of the Sora Yimeinu, she heard the tidings that her son was kimag nishchad, or it was nishchad, whatever the tidings was, to the different kirsis and Rashi. And when she heard that, poruch and nishmos, her soul left her, and she was meisa. Philip Koisa, though, the Chav is small, to tell us Philip Koisa, that Avram didn't cry too much. But what happened exactly? They'll tell us this was an assignment also. Satan came to announce the Sora the Kimad Nishchot. It was a Shliach, but the way he said it over in a way that the Zichom says, he started to say it over and she didn't hear the whole story, and it was probably Shmosa. Farshim asked, what's the pshat? Farshim asked the kasha, what's the pshat? That came this Nisoyin now to Avram, that his wife has to hear, obviously the son didn't know way, that it should be that she shouldn't hear the full story, it should be heard in a way that she heard partial of the story, and she got a chata pachat. That her son was almost nishchat, and with that she was nifteres. And some learned it was nisoyin, nochah nisoyin, another nisoyin. Some hold this was the tenth nisoyin, another nisoyin from Avraham Avinu. What's the pshat that the son came now? But the kilos yitzchak pshat, and we know that the person who's toya al rishoyin is a person who has regret for what he did. A mitzvah they did. So the tachlis of when a person has regret for a mitzvah that he did, so he loses the schar of this mitzvah. But the kibbutz yitzchak amarid the gezach, the satan came now because he wanted to take away the schar from this great ma'isa akedah. How could he do this? I mean, he knew that forever and ever Klal Yisrael would reap the reward, would feed off the schar of this great Ma'isa Akeda. How could he do it? The only way to do it is to cause Avram regret, let it be tired. Of them came the Satan now, the Baal Sora, called the Misa Sora. Now is a chance that Avram will regret. So after Kilas Yitzchok, but of course Avram still doesn't regret one iota. He did Ratzon Hashem then, he does Rosh Hashanah with a koisa and he cries with a small chok. So says the Kiddush Yitzchok. We want to be Masbir and maybe in another Mahalach. What the Pshat the Satan comes now? Tafka now, after the Akedah. What was the intention of the Satan? Second, we have to understand Rabbeinu B'chai asked the Kasha, Yovoy Avram, Lisboy the Sorrow of Koisa. Avram comes, Lisboy the Sorrow of Koisa. Kliya Atzuma She'en Kamoyu, Shaloy Hoye Kamoyu, Rabbi Sa'a Kasha Atzuma now, the Basi. Sora Imenu is not only Sora Imenu. Sora Imenu is the Godel Hador in the Vua. Komar Shetoyim Lechos Sora Shema Bekoilu, she's the Godel Hador. The Farshim say, Psha, Lispoy, the Sora, Lashin Zohar, Lispoy, as Adam Godel. She's an Adam Godel. Not just Tam, a great Eishes Chover, not just Tam, a great woman to be married to Avram. She was Adam Godel, she was Godel me Avram ben Nevua. She was from the Gdol Hador, if you could say. But Yovai Avram Lisboy, the servant of Koisa Lisboy, on the godless. The Koisa on the personal laws. But the Lisboy was on the godless. As the Mephoshim say, normally the Bechir is before the Hesbid. First you cry and hear the Besura. The Lisboid here was on the godless of Sora Imenu. But not only that, she was the mother of a child. The child's name was Yitzchak. And not only that, it wasn't just on a mother-child relationship. This was a son that was born to her. A ben zukunim ad ma'oid was born b'neis. And she raised this son her whole life. And she not only raised him, when it came a time in his life, when at the beginning of his life, when there was a threat to his growth, a threat to his steiging, Yishmael was around, he was doing shtick, he was mitzachek, he was a bad influence. Sarah said, get him out of the house. And Avram was mamish, disheartening to him. He was in a quandary what to do, and the Hashem said, call Masha Sarah to throw him out of the house. Send him away. Sarah was the eye to keep Yitzchak, to show him Yitzchak, that he should grow to the great tzaddik that he became. That at the age of 37, he became so such a great person that he went through the Akedah. It wasn't just Akedah that Avram's in his sign, it was also the sign for Yitzchak. The Akedah is Yitzchak. We should remember the Akedah Yitzchak, that Yitzchak was ready. The Pasuk says that Yitzchak, when he heard, he didn't know at the beginning where it was going to be the Seh, but when he heard from Avram, his father, you're going to be the Seh. He told his father, Tati, bind me up very well. And he stuck out his neck. And he went, was ready to do the Akedah. Who prepared him? Who developed these great credentials, this great character to be able to be owned by Akedah? Sorry, man. And she raised him as an only child with a love and an endearing that wasn't shy. And the Pasuk says, Yovoy Avram, Lisboy, the servant of Koisa. Where's Yitzchak? A plea at Tzumash Enkamoyu. This only son, he didn't show up for the Levaya. Sorry, basketball practice tonight. Couldn't make it. It's his mother's Levaya. But Yovoy Avram, Lisboy, the servant of Koisa. What's Pshat? Rabbeinu B'chai has the kasha. This can't stand kasha from, you know, some coloring book. I forgot about the coloring book this year. No coloring book, Shaila. This is not some Bazooka Joe Shaila, Overlover Shaila. Oh, it's a quiz, Kita Bays. They gave a quiz question this year. where was it? The Bein HaBechaya, one of the great Shoinim. The Bein HaBechaya asked this Kasha, where was Yitzchak? We had Tzumah, Rabbi Yisrael. Bein HaBechaya wants to answer, could be Avram didn't want to tell Yitzchak. Because he knew that Yitzchak, because this whole Maisa that happened, that Yitzchak was Kemat Shechted, and because of him, it could have brought about the death of Sarah. So the Maisa, he felt in the choir, Avram didn't want to tell him, because he was nervous that it would cause such a sad Yitzchak, he didn't want to tell him right away, maybe it will die down, and eventually it will pass, and it will calm down, and he could tell him eventually. But he didn't want to tell him right away, because he'd feel that Yitzchak would berate himself, maybe it was his fault that he caused. So says, you have been in Bechayim. Of the Maisa, we want to say another Teretz. The Teretz is going to end. We have to answer. Is it another Kasha? A Tzveita Kasha? A third Kasha? Again, the Kasha is why the son came now. The Kasha was here. Where was Yitzchak, the dear son? And the next Kasha is if another Kasha. So if Parsh Vayera. In Parsh Vayera, the end of the Parsh Vayera ends off with the great one of the greatest stories in the history, one of the greatest maisim that we, like we spoke about before, that we're eating the Paris till today, the maisa of that Akedah. Avram takes his only son, puts him up on the Mizbeach, takes out the knife to cut up his son as a korban. Mishkor Vayikor of Malach Hashem and Hashemayim, Ayoyim Avram, Avram. Don't do anything to this kid. I know who you are. I know your greatness. I know your son's greatness. And the Maisa of Akedah finishes. After the Maisa of the Akedah finishes, Hashem gives him brachas, not only to him, to his son, as Rashi says, not a bracha to you, but to your son. Tremendous brachas. And the Pasuk says in Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Yutes, after the whole Maisa Akedah, Vayoshev Avram El Nohorov, Vayakumu Vayechu Yachtov El Be'er Shova, Vayeshev Avram Be'er Shova. The Pasuk says that Avram returns to the Orov of Yishmael and Eliezer, who had accompanied him. Vayakumu, they went together to Be'er Sheva, and Avram dwells in Be'er Sheva. Another Kasha. Torah left out some person from the story over here, save on the words. Where's Yitzchak again? What happened to Yitzchak? Yitzchak doesn't return from the Akedah. Nice Akedah, Yitzchak's unbelievable godless, everything's going smooth. Yitzchak doesn't return from the Akedah. But Yoshev Avram, the Yeshev Avram, and Avram settles in Be'er Sheva. Where's Yitzchak again? What happened? Mysterious, of course, in the Chumash. If you read the Pesukim very nice, quickly get it over with. You gotta get to the chillin' if we show up. We just wanna show up in our shorts after the Dami anyway. But get it over quick, the laning. We take out Yitzchak a few times, it goes even quicker. Come on, Baal Kuri, speed it up. Under 10 minutes, you gotta get it in. The whole Kriya this week. It's a short parashah. So get it in quick. Come on, Baal Kuri. You're too slow over there. Slurred some words over there. Get it off quick. No one has time to concentrate. I'm supposed to look under the hood and see. Flush the kasha. Where is he? Oh. Zok Chazal. Chazal answered the kasha over here. It's a medrash. And Chazal answered the kasha over there. We want to apply it. We want to use it to answer our kashas over here also. We have to mock them, Rabbi Yisai, with the story of Maisa Shehoya. And the purpose of this Shmuz, Rabbi Yisai, is to understand a very valuable lesson, Rabbi Yisai, what we're doing here, Rabbi Yisai. The Mishnah in Sukkah Chafei says a Meri de Gezach. The Mishnah in Sukkah Chafei says Shluchei Mitzvah Peturim in HaSukkah, Rabbi Yisai. What happened? We saw it. It was all set up. We were giving shir klala. We got everybody here. The Mishnah in Sukkah says, Shluchei Mitzvah, Pturim in HaSukkah. Shluchei mitzvah apart from sukkah. So says the Mishnah. Rashi says, what shluchei mitzvah? Who shluchei mitzvah? Rashi says, people that are going for pidyon shvuyim, to be paid the son from shvuyim, or someone who's hoylech lomoy Torah, somebody who's going to learn Torah. So says Rashi in Sukkah Chafei. You can look it up. Chafei Amid Ali. That's called, what's the halacha? A person who's going out to do a mitzvah, Riman at Torah, to learn Torah, is part of from Sukkah. The question everybody in the cousin asks on Rashi, but it's a Gavaldik Akasha. What in the world is Rashi talking about? Hello, we have our halacha, we know in Ma'ikon, Daf Tesemit Beis, all mitzvahs that we do. The halacha is, if you have to learn Torah, do the mitzvah, you gotta do the mitzvah. If it can't be done through somebody else, you gotta go do the mitzvah. There's no such thing as I'm gonna sit and learn Torah and not put on tefillin. No such thing. There's people who don't put on tefillin and not learn Torah. But there's no such thing as I'm gonna learn Torah now and not put on tefillin. Because I wanna learn Torah. You might not wanna put on tefillin, but you can't say I'm gonna learn on Torah and not put on tefillin. Because you gotta do the mitzvahs. You can't say I'm gonna learn Torah now and I'm gonna take a lula. You gotta do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is coming upon you. So how could Rashi say that a guy who's going to learn Torah is potter from mitzvah sukkah? I don't have to do sukkah. What? I'm learning Torah right now. No sukkah, no lulav, no esrig, nothing. What's clear to Rashi? Everybody goes to down that Rashi. Mitzvah Shem will answer that kasha also. There was a ma'aseh that took place at Boisai in the yeshiva of Elazar. Elazar was the first yeshiva that was established as a yeshiva. Before that, people used to learn in small but the kinesios, but in the madrashas, by themselves, a few boys together, but they established the yeshiva in Elazar. The name of the yeshiva was the Elazar Yeshiva. No one could figure that one out. So anyway, when in the Elazar Yeshiva used to come all the G'dayli Oyim, all the Chacham, all the Tzadikim, all the very, very intellectual and very smart up-and-coming prodigies to come to Elazar. And so he Tver Chaim. So anyway, there was a bracha that came to Elazar. His name was Yosel Tzlutzke. That was the name of the bracha. Of Yosel Tzlutzke. He became eventually the great Rav of Slutsk. That's what it's called. Baruch Hashem, you guys have figured it out. That's why you hear Yeshiva. L'maisa, Rabbi Yosel at Slutska, was a Pele de Gazach. Nebuch, as we'll see in the story, he had a hard life. But he was an Otzel, he was a Shatan Otzel, he was an Eloi Godel. He was a very, very big Masmid, and he was an Eloi, and he learned by Asmod Yomim V'layla. L'maisa Nebuch, he had sorrows in his life. He was a Yosoim. And one day a letter came to Reb Chaim V'Lozhin. He was a Yosoim from his father beforehand, and then a letter came to Reb Chaim V'Lozhin and from his mother that it's too hard to run the house. It's too hard to arrange everything. He needs the son to come home and help in the house. The letter used to come to the office, and Reb Chaim V'Lozhin looked at the letter. He opened the letter. He took the letter, and he hid the letter. And he didn't give it to the bacher. After a few weeks, another letter came. The mother wrote in the letter again, I beg you, my son, why don't you answer my letter? Things are getting more difficult in the home. He put away the letter. A few more weeks came. Another letter came. Again, she didn't know anything about it. Reb Chaim V'Lozhin, the Roshiva, hid all the letters. The letter came now that a tremendous fire has broken out in the town of V'Lozhin. And they don't have anything. There's nothing. They have no home. Everything burnt down. He has to come down and help out the family. Reb Chaim V'Lozhin hid the letter. time came, the two sister sent another letter now, that the mother is very sick, you have to come back, don't be a cruel person, come back, help out. And the Lord hid the letter. Another letter came, the Nebuch, the mother passed away. The sisters were around by themselves. He asked them to come back. Chayavalojana hid the letter. Many years passed, he became the greatest bacher in the whole yeshiva. Mamish the Bechira yeshiva. His name was known amongst everybody. Everybody wanted mishadach with him. The offers were coming from every shadchan, mamish. Mrs. Fisher from West Virginia, she was sending letters. We have a good shidduch for you, a beautiful shidduch. And from Switzerland, Mrs. Wallenstein was sending letters. Everybody, all the great shadchan was sending letters. This top bocha, the best bocha. The kids, he got an unbelievable shidduch, and he went to his Rebbe to say goodbye. He went to say goodbye to his Rebbe now, before he's getting married, before he's going on his way. L'maisa, according to some scholars in the story, he's still learning, and people came to ask him to become the Rav of Slutsk. And they asked him to become the Rav of Slutsk, to become the great Rav of Slutsk. And Rav Chaim Volozhin gave him a shus, and he went out. And before he was about to leave, he came into the office of Rav Chaim Volozhin. And Rav Chaim Volozhin had this pack of letters now. And he started to read them one by one, from the beginning to the end. And as he's reading each letter, his face is turning wider and wider. And Rav Chaim Volozhin said like this, Da'alucho, shekol hoya maisa sota. Everything that transpired, all these sacha that went on, was a maisa sota. Hura, he saw sha'asid lotes mikan godul hador. He saw that a godul hador, a great person, was going to come out from here. But he could die lefano. V'yesha koyach lakach. Lisroif ayor shleimo, to kill and to cause all those sorrows at the koyach. Uvvad! This is not my Torah, boys. I'm reading a Maisa of Chavosh, which of Shach, Zatzal, he writes a Shavosh Torah, which he only writes Maisim that he heard, or of Mamish Ketruk, that's 100% MS. This is not my Torah. Rav Chaim Volozhin said, was that the Sultan had Koyach and Rishus to do all this, to burn down the city. Uvvad, she afriya lebochel legol b'torah v'lasas chayim b'limudah. In order to stop a bacha from reaching his potential. Because the son is going to try each and every way to stop a bacha from reaching his potential. Afterwards, he was zoicha because he became so great to marry off all his sisters to great. They got good nedunyas because he was such a great person and for care. From everything came that he became such a great person that his sisters were married to great people and everything came out the toy. But the Yetzer and the Satan is going to go to the extreme to stop a person to shtag and to become who he can in time. And he has the koyach for it. Because the Yetzer knows that in his battle with us, his one weapon against us is to get us and to take away our ammunition to stop us from leaving that time. And he'll try each and every way. Because he knows if I take that away from him, there's no chance for him to become great. There's no chance for him to be gadol into the person he could be. There's no chance for him to reach his potential. And therefore, the Yetzer Hara works tirelessly. As the Chofetz Chaim once said, as the Rosh Hashanah once asked the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim replied to him, we never found in all the Amos, there was a fight with a Malach, with a Satan. Only by Yaakov Avinu. The only with Yaakov Avinu he fought. He didn't fight with Avram. He didn't fight with Yitzchak. Per se. In that manner. That he came and struggled with Yaakov Avinu. Mamish in a physical fight. Why? Zokti Chavetzchaim, it represents that the Yitzhar doesn't mind if I fast the whole day. The Yitzhar doesn't mind if I say Tillim all day. Be a Tillim Yid. The Yitzhar wants one thing to stop us at the Chavetzchaim. Stop him in any which way from leaving that time. Because that's our ammunition, as the Gemara says in Kedushin. The Gemara Zokt, in Kedushin, Aflamit, that Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah. Torah is our antidote against the Yetzahara. And if he gets us in the Torah Shabbai, if he stops us from learning, if he takes away our ammunition, if he takes away our Neshek, we don't have a chance against the Yetzahara. So he's going to try every which way. Because it's the Maisa that Rav Shach wrote down, B'Shem and Chaim the Lojin, was a town from the door. So I always ask the question, Rav Chaim the Lojin is grace of places. But where did he take this from? And it hit me with a shock. It hit me like a bombshell. Does this give end to that Kishan? Zok the Medrash say Pash is by Yehira. The Yitzchok Eichon Haya. Where was Yitzchok after the Akeda? What happened to Yitzchok? Zok the Gich Chazal Shochoi Yeshiva Shoshen Be'ev. Avram Avinu sent him to the Yeshiva of Shem Be'ev to learn by Shem Be'ev. Till then he's passed on by Avram. Now he sent him to the Yeshiva of Shem Ve'ev. He never returned to the Akeda. Yitzchak Avinu never returned to the Akeda. Can we imagine why? Because he sent him to learn in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ev. Now the Satan comes, and the Satan tries to mevalva. And says, you know what? I'm going to try to mevalva Yitzchak. And try to not get him to come to stop his continuous, his receivers of learning. So that's when he came to Sora now. That was his courage to take away Sora, Lefisa. And he took away Sora, and from that came the Nisoyan now, as Ram should call back Yitzchak. Sora's Teretz, you have to come back. Avram hides the letter. But your boy Avram, this by the Sora with his Kaisa, Yitzchak Heichen Hoya. I want a Taina, he was in Yeshiva. Avram didn't want it to stand. Avram understood that there's a Maisa Satan in order to steer Yitzchak from the growth. She'll ask me a kasha. From the growth? Yitzchak, you just went through the Akeda. What do you mean growth? The Teretz is, you can go through Akeda of it not being attached and have a koyach to mishamish more to grow higher and higher. To koyach ator to shimish tamid chachamim. That he was going to Shem Ve'ever, you could reach even a higher Madrega than the Akeda itself. Even the Akeda itself! You could reach a higher Madrega! Because there's no end, there's no limit in leaving that Torah how high you can get! So Abraham sends him to Shiva Shem Ve'ever after the Akeda, because he can even go higher! And the Yitzhar knows that! And he knows Yitzhar can reach his potential even higher! And he's going to stop that. How? By Mavalbo, he says, Sora, the Ganses are. Avram doesn't fall for it, he hides the letters. Thus the Makar of Chaim Elijah. And I heard myself, and I saw the Sefer also, that my Yeshiva in Baltimore, of Yaakov Yitzchak Ruderman. Also, when he was 13 years old, he was the Benoy HaBachor of his father. He was 13, 14, maybe 15, and he had made up with the Altami Slabodka. To finish himself, to finish Noshim Nezikin, he was a big Eloy and he was a big Talmud Chacham, and even at that age, but he made up, he learned the whole Noshim Nezikin, Shah Gemara, in the winter's month of that year, and the beginning of the winter, Nebuch, one of his parents was Nifta. And the Rabbi Altam, Mr. Vodka, hid the letter, and they asked him the Shire. And he said, does it digress the Kaddish? Does it digress the Kaddish? One day he's going to be the Meshiva, and he saw Baltimore, one day he's going to be the Kaddish Shem Shemayim. Those are going to be Yiskadol, the Yiskadish May Rabbah, of his parents will be even greater when he reaches the potential. The Yitzhar wants to stop him with his idea to grow. And that's the Yisoyl of Isaac. When Yitzchak Avinu was a young man, per se still in his growth. The Yetzer Hara tries every which way to stop somebody. Because he knows that if he gets that kesher with Torah, if he gets that shimush, if he becomes a great person in Torah, he won't be stopped. I won't be able to stop him. I won't be able to affect him. He'll have an isoyon. In Risa Tamachosh, I've ever heard Belayla, the Moran Brachas Yutes, after Acharav, he do tshuva, he will ever fall into a bit pity, he becomes the Talmud Chacham. I won't be able to stop him. He becomes the greatest Talmud Chacham. Even greater, Yitzchok became, Oyel Tzvimi was Kodesh Kedoshim. He reaches even higher Madrigas, I won't be able to go near him. So Rashi says, like Yitzchok reached the Madrigas, the Yitzchok was Parach Mimenu. He didn't have the Yitzchok after a while. You reach such Madrigas and the Yitzchok leaves you. How is that? Immersion in time. But especially in the younger years. In the years where there's the real fight. The real battle with that Yitzchok. Then he tries every which way to get me out of yeshiva. He tries each different nuance to mevatel me from my learning. Especially these years when a person doesn't know how many years he'll be in yeshiva. Zot Yosemeh Pshat. That even though we know that a person who's learning Torah is mevatel Torah to go do a mitzvah, that's limud Torah stam. But shimush talmid chachamim, when a person's in yeshiva in his young years, he'll be mishamish. He's learning a derech hachayim. He's learning a derech on how to grow and establish himself in the ways of Torah. Then you don't have to be mevatel even for mitzvahs. Shimush shel Torah is gadol min limud. Zok Tosfos in Ksuvos Yud-Zayin from the Rimi Kurvil. Shimush shel Torah is gadol yoisef. That Tosfos brings a ma'is in Rebbe Akiva. That he saw a ma'is mitzvah on the ground, and he was Isaac with it for hours. And the Gemara says he was Isaac with it, with the whole parasha until he brought the kfura, and he came back to his Rebbe so proud. Rebbe, I did a great maisa today. I saw a mace mitzvah on the ground. I brought it back. I was the top. I did everything, and he told him, "I'll call." Psiyo, psiyo, shafach, the damnoki, you spilled innocent blood. And Akiva said, what's pshat? So Tosfos, in the second terrace, when the Rimi revealed, because at that time, Rabbi Akiva was learning in yeshiva by his Rebbeim, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer. And he was doing shimush, tell me the chachom, he was establishing his derech achayim. That takes precedence over every mitzvah in the Torah. Even though Mavatlan Talmud Torah, Lachnosis Hameis, Loitzos Hameis, the Gemara says over there, that Stam, when a person is learning Torah, but in the years when he's been Mashamish, in the years when he's in Yeshiva, or as the Ruah says, when he went to Yeshiva, when he went to Shtag and a grown established himself, those years have to be dedicated towards the Torah. You can't be involved in 1,000 things on your head. Every 2 minutes, with another Shtus. This package and that thing and grandma and Safta and Saba and a third cousin, second chasana, twice removed. The chasana is twice removed from here. It's in Haifa. And every little thing that he has to go to and be interrupted with, how is he to become the great Talmud Chacham? The only way to taste Torah and become great is with tzifus, to learn with tzifus. It's man and in time and years. But if he keeps interrupting in every little thing, every little shtus, if he has a cell phone in his pocket, and every 10 minutes it's going off, every few minutes he hears a cell phone, how is he supposed to shtag? Every stupid person in the world has to call him. What does he have to speak about? What's going on? Anything new? You just called me 30 seconds ago.
What could be new? Oh, the Rashiva blinked his eye. Anything, tell me if anything else happens. Give me a ring. Ding, ding, ding. The Rashiva got up. He's walking now. He's moving to the back. Maybe he's going to find you in the back of the yeshiva, eating a potato. We'll talk later. 1 second. Boom. Put the silver on the pocket. He's ready. Every stupid thing that he bought, everything he has to talk about. You hear the latest news. Shurfat. They just got a new telephone stand. You hear they just got in Shurfat. They have a new schnitzel shop. They sell schnitzel. Naked schnitzel, unnaked schnitzel, every type of schnitzel you can get over there. With berekes, mushroom berekes. It's exciting. Things are happening in Shurfat. We don't have to go out at night anymore. There's a soda machine for 3 shekel. You don't want to pay 550 in yeshiva. Every little thing, and he's on hours, and he's talking, and ben azdar, and this. You're finishing mesechtes. They're going weiter. And the maisa, what happens? His years in yeshiva, goes out, and how much does he have of it? How much mesechtes did he finish? How much does he know of Torah? He walked out of yeshiva, he could have been a shtickle Talmud Chacham. Something on the way. And he's not there yet. Because he was so totally, he let himself be interrupted. He let himself be taken away. He let himself, everything he has to be involved with, he has to know about. Every hack in yeshiva, the latest hack, oh, yeshiva's upset about this, I just heard. There was missing toilet paper in the back room, he's upset. And this thing, and that thing, everything, what's the difference in your life? You know Shabbos or not? You're getting ideas. You're growing every single day. The Yitzhar is going to come shooting at you with machine guns of different approaches of voice acts. Because he knows, this is where I got to get him. This is where I got to get him. Don't let him have a geschmack in the learning. And why does he have a geschmack? Because he can't sit for more than a half hour. He can't sit for more than an hour by his seat. He can't sit. He's up. He's moving. He's going. A coffee. A this. A that. A bagel. Walks around. Laps. He does 800 laps this way and that way. Baruch Hashem, the campus. He got to design the campus. I'm going to that seat. Bunk 7. Bunk 8. Bunk 9. He's going here. He's doing that. He's climbing. He's hanging. He's this. He's around. He walks in this door, he goes out that door, he goes into the back room, he locks himself in, then he goes this way, walks out, there. Can't sit down for 2 minutes. How is he supposed to take Torah? Takes a walk, walks around Shurfat, walks around there, walks around to Najm Muhammad. He walks everywhere. He's walking, he's talking, he's doing, he's running, he's going. And what's left? Don't bother, I start saying that. 4:45, Rebbe. Don't call until 4:45. That's when my chavrusa comes in. He's an avrich. He damned mincha then. So he comes in at 4:45. When's the end of Seder? Well, on a good day, 6. But sometimes it's 5:30. On a shver day, it's 5:30 when I can't really sit too much. What's the whole time limit of that? Was the thing how much you learn? 45 minutes. I'm not saying for some guys it's gebaldin. Well, otherwise, if you look how much the hours of the day we're learning, at the end of the day, we realize that we're not growing so much because how many hours are we learning exactly? How many hours of the days are put to learning? And if the opportunity is there. The opportunity is there to gain so much, Rebbeim, Avreichim, people around to talk to and learning and to grow and to chazer and to become the great Talmid Chacham. Shimush Talmid Chacham, as he says in Prahus Mem Zayin, is in Svara, to understand Svara, to talk and learning. There's a race now, a great people in this place, Medrash Rabbi Yisrael. They can talk and learning and gain and grow and every word, everything. It sounds so chaval that we're not mature enough to understand and to realize that we have the opportunity. But the Yetzer Hara is going to fire at us. And he's trying to, and the only way to Rabbi Yisrael is to make a achlot to Gemura. When I go into that base Medrash, that's it, it's me and the Gemara. Nothing else. Okay, I might have a trouble sometimes getting, when I get into the base measures, it's me and the Gemara.
is not schmoozing every single thing, and not this and not that. Every few minutes I have to get up to get something, and every few minutes is this and that. And talking, I'm going to tell my neighbor, I'll schmooze. And at the base medrash, it was that. It's me and the Gemara. It's getting the Shema. It's getting the ideas. It's understanding the amkus of Tosfos and getting attached to the learning and feeling the Gishmak and growing. The Torah builds a person. The world, Hashem said, Istakul ba raiso ba alma. Hashem looked into the Torah and built the world. If the Torah is the blueprint of the world, the boy said, so the human being was a small item in the world, so that the Torah can build him. The Torah can shape him, the Torah can change you. The Torah can make you into somebody. You gotta let it. It's not gonna do anything if you don't have a kesher with it. The Torah is not gonna go inside of you, it's not gonna change you. You have to let it go in, you have to sink in, you have to get a real kesher with it. You have to be in love with Torah. You have to live it and think it and be on your mind. That's how it changes you. That's what gets inside. And it changes your whole malos. You become a different person. Avram knew that. Yitzchak can even go higher. He came to the Akedah. Right? The Medrash says he didn't want to leave Torah because he knew the Korach of Torah helped him get to that moment. What built Yitzchak to be able to go through an Akedah was Torah. And what's going to continue building him for more discernment and more tatzloch and chayim is more Torah. Go back to yeshiva. That's what it's about. I once heard from Rav Shimshon Pinkus' father, Herschel Pinkus, Avram Pinkus. He once spoke and he said he was in the mirror for 9 years when he was a bacher. He missed his two sisters' chasana, his brother's chasana. He missed one. But that's kufra, boys. We found these people came to and they went away for the mirror in Shanghai. They didn't come back. Every other week they're going back. They have to go back for this and that. A person has a sister's chasana, I understand what I'm saying. A person has a sister's chasana, oh, that ulai. Even that, you have to know, you're going to lose out. Okay, but it's a sister, a brother, an immediate family wedding. But you hear the most crazy excuses or crazy people coming to these yeshivas and asking, I gotta go back. It's the third cousin's wedding. It's my best friend's chasen I'm going to tonight. Best friend. He's the best friend I ever had. When was the last time you spoke to him? Well, we haven't been on such good terms lately. But we're best friends. We're gonna make up one day. I guarantee it. When was the last time you saw him? What are you talking about, Rebbe? We used to be playmates in the pens, you know those. We used to go to playgroup together. We used to play with blocks. I was a better block builder than him. We used to play together in the playpens in Gan. He used to eat Gerber apples. I ate a different Gerber baby food. That was the last time we got together. Best friends, Hashem. Best friends. Avada. And I have to go back for this chasana, I have to go back for Hanukkah, I have to see, I have to see in Flatbush, I have to see how the candles are burned so bright. The multicolored candles in the window. I have to see it this year. And the electric menorah in Manhattan, I have to see how it lights. The singing menorah sings Ma'ot Sur as you light it. And I have to go out and see things, Rebbe. And I have to go back and be involved with things. And the superficial dover of say, how much learning is going on, how much hefsik is going on. The only way to stag it has to be continuous. It has to be an extended amount of time. It can't be broken up. As the Chazal say, crying, person learns crying, it doesn't last. Day in, day out, it's hard. A person has to have his outlets, it has to have his breaks. It has to do with exercise 100%. All those things for care. As we learned in Mr. Guru, you do L'Shem Shemayim for care. That's Avodas Hashem Yisbarach. You eat good, you sleep good, you play ball, you exercise, you do L'Shem Shemayim, so all the hemshech of the learning. The Tav says in Chofei, what he says, that a person goes to sleep with an intention to sleep extra hours,
but in a normal amount. But he's doing it that his head should function normal in the morning. They should understand the Tosfos. So up there, you get oisah schar, you get the same schar as the guy who stays up late. As long as the Shem Shemayim, Avada, and play ball, and have outlets, 100%. But realize that the Yetzer Hara is going to shoot out you, to stop you with every hafrada chai. He's going to look to take you away from the Libra HaTorah. And you don't realize it. You look so innocently, it's so innocent. Come on, just come with me today, Bein Hasdarim to Geula. We're just going to walk in Geula. Nothing, don't worry, we're not going anywhere, we're not going near T-O-W-N. Nowhere near there. No, but we don't go to bars when it's Feretz Chaim. We're barred from bars. We don't go to bars. We don't hang out in those places. We're just going for an innocent stroll down Malkei Yisrael. Next thing he knows, it's 7 o'clock. What happened to Second Seder? Well, I just happened to meet a friend, a long-lost friend, and he said he had to come into the tefillin shop to look at a pair of a mezuzah. That was an ancient mezuzah from Italy that his great grandfather once wrote, and he shipped it here, and we have to look at it, and then I have to go to a different shop in just a few minutes. The next thing he knows, the ganze day is gone. A whole afternoon Seder we could have learned. And it was just for an innocent stroll down Malchi Yisrael Lane. He just happened to meet somebody in the Pitzuchim shop. Pass some shchorim. And as they're talking, and finishing 2 kilo of black sesame seeds, the time just happened to pass. Have any more white ones, Rebbe? And he's there for an hour and a half, schmoozing, to have a taste of the salt on my lips. I never tasted such good Gary Nim. And he walks the strolls the whole Malchi Yisrael back and forth. He did 17 laps down Malchi Yisrael. He knows all the policemen, and he knows he's met a chassid he's bumped in 3 times by the bank. And he's had a beautiful day to report when he comes up to Shemayim to 120. He banked it all night. He banked in that reward. A whole day in Malchi Yisrael. But tomorrow I'm going to be in Beis Medrash. And tomorrow is just a package. Another package came in from in Bnei Brak. Jelly beans from Aunt Sally. She sends me every year, Rebbe. You know those red jelly beans? Without those red jelly beans, I just can't fall asleep at night. And maybe I stay up the whole night with all that sugar, but I can't figure it out why I'm staying up. But I need those red jelly beans, Rebbe. You'll just see. If I have those red jelly beans, things will be different in my learning. And there he is on the bus to Bnei Brak one day. And day in and day out, and this man's moving and moving. But don't worry! It's a long winter's man, Rebbe. It's still 4 months. It's a leap year this year. It's a leap year. We have plenty of time. Plenty of time! And then it gets close to Pesach, to Tu B'Shvat, and all the baksa, and all the fruit, the dried fruit come out. And he's still working on getting to the Beis Medrash and not wasting the days. And that's close to Purim. He's buying his masquerade costume. He's dressing up like Rebbe Yisrael this year. And he's all excited. And then soon he's about to get on the plane. And he looks back at the successful year in Malchi Yisrael. Baruch Hashem. All the vendors know him. He's popular with all the vendors. He knows every store, every swarm shop. He knows every book. He's gone through the books. He knows every type of cake in Brooklyn Bake Shop. And he knows all the suit stores and ice cream parlors down in Geula. But what does he come back with? What does he come back with? Zero! He could have been a Talmud Chacham. What is he coming back with? Nothing to show himself. Oh boy, he's coming back with something. He has a big book. It's called an album. A beautiful big album! 1,000 pictures! Here he is smiling with a... You know who he's smiling with? A chayal! Give me the gun! There he is! But it's gone! It's an Uzi! 472! Get a big picture! And there he is, smoothing away! A good picture! In the restaurant that he likes to go every night. He likes to go to the Chinese restaurant! And he's smoothing with a Chinaman! With his beanie also! He has a beanie also! And he has those fortune cookies! Oh boy! He's lucky this year! The fortune cookie said! He's gonna live till he's 120! Everything! My fortune cookies! And he's gonna put that note, that little fortune cookie note, in my album! Page 27! Right under the picture with the stupid Chinaman with the DD! Here I am, Shmuley! Caption! Shmuley at Wartong! At my favorite restaurant this year! And he has an album of 1,000 pictures all over Israel! With the restaurant and schmoozing and laughing away! For hours! In the restaurants! And what does he have? Maybe an upset stomach from all that kreplach in the wonton soup. And all that Chinese food, all the sushi he's eating every day. I ate it out. Oh wow! Did you hear? It's Purim. I ate in 17 sushi restaurants. I have so much sushi in me. I think I'm going to be a fish. But what does he have for the whole year? What does he have from everything? A year we could have finished Masechta Makis, Masechta Brachos. They could have finished it 50 times, 60 times. Rav Ovadia Yosef said about himself that he wasn't an Elul. He said, but he was in Yeshivas, Peiras Yosef as a Bacha, he learned Gittin during the winter's month 60 times. He finished it 60 times. How did he have so much time? I mean, he was in Geula. Oh, it was back in those times. It was only Uri's Pizza there. Nothing more. 60 times, I said, he learned, besides the Gittin, he knew Gittin well. And a guy could go out through the year and finish his Masechtas and know it and chazer it and be a Bokir, I said. And walk away with such an Aliyah. Or he could be involved in every Shtos, I said. There's no end to the shtusim, to this thing and to that game. I have to watch this team and that thing. A guy needs an outlet. Did I know self be true? I ain't schmooze last week. But if he doesn't need it, if every little thing bothers him, if he doesn't go into the Beis Medrash, or doesn't make a plan when he wakes up, the Gdol Nagoyin writes, somebody say, in Evan Shlomo, an unbelievable Zach. You should try it one time. I don't know if you'll want to try it. But he says, if you wake up in the morning, the schooler Beduko Menusa, he says a schooler is not a schooler from some Russian lady, Rabbi said, who we don't know if she's Jewish, who with one half tooth. And she says the schooler for having teeth is looking at my half tooth. And she gives you a ribbon to tie around your ear. Three palms around your left ear, tie around very tight. It's a schooler that you won't hear any Lashon Hara, because you can't hear anything. But everybody's walking around with ribbons of my side. Where are those ribbons? I got so many schoolers. I'm going to live to 180. I have all these ribbons. Red, white, blue. It's all schoolers. But the Vilna Gaon told us the school of the Duke. You know what he said? You wake up in the morning of my side. That already is a hard thing for some guys. But if you do wake up in the morning, he says, the first thing think when you wake up, that today I want to go to the Beis Medrash, and I don't want anything to interfere with me. And I mean, that's what he thinks. I don't want anything to bother me. I want to learn Torah, and nothing should bother me. I shouldn't have any uproids. I shouldn't have anything that comes to disturb me. He says, you'll see, if you make that kabbalah in the morning, when I'm going with that, the first thing you think in the morning, he says, a school of the Duka, that day you won't be bothered. Not this call, not that call. Your cousin Sarah, from who knows who, won't have any approach that day. A school of Beduka. Yeshua, you want it.
But if you continuously learn, you continuously learn, you continuously study, and you make it your goal, you gotta make goals. You make a goal that I'm gonna be this year in yeshiva. Okay, I don't know what's gonna be next year. Next year, Bob's plumbing service. I'll be in. I'll do internships. You know where? With my plunger stick. That's next year. But this year, I'm doing a different internship. I'm not a plumber. I'll do a different internship. I'm going to do internship in the base medrash. By the Rebbe's and the Avreichim and the people that I could get from. That's my internship this year. And my president does an internship, Rabbi Zayn. He's busy day and night trying to learn the Mitzvah. So you spend the time this year doing an internship. You make up. But you make it a real strong achlata that I'm going to stay and do in the base medrash and learn and be governed by Torah as much as my ability is. Again, we're not trying to do above and beyond, but what is my ability? How much I can do? Set a goal for yourself. You realize that after a while, you'll see the shtaggy. You'll see the difference. So many bachrim, they come into yeshiva and we don't see the change. They don't see the change. Because they weren't machlit, they want to be in the yeshiva. They weren't machlit, they want to go this yesoid, do the internship. They're here to visit, they're here to spend some time, but it's not an internship. It's a visit. Shifti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayai. Tovra mach sez acha sho'alti meis Hashem oiso avakesh. Acha sho'alti. It's one bakocha. I can't be in Eretz Yisrael this year. I have 10 different things I want to do. They say a skula, another skula, which this is a little bit gedrukt, that if you go to the kaisel for 40 days and you ask a bakocha, so that bakocha will be the kind. So the ones who said it, it's taka b'kol, you have to ask only one bakosh for it. You can't switch you off. The Ramel said, "Acha sho'al t'neis Hashem oisa avakim." That same thing. It's one thing I want. You can't want 20 things. You can't want Torah vid. You got to want only Torah. Shifti b'feis Hashem kol yimeichai. It's a one and one only bakosh. Lach sois b'noyim Hashem. With people, I want to taste the sweetness. How do you taste the sweetness? It's acha sho'al. It's one bakasha. I have one goal. I have one purpose. I have one intention. That's my only intention. If that's my only intention, shifti b'beis Hashem kol yimeichai, then it'll be lachsos d'noyim Hashem. You'll taste the sweetness. But if you want this, I want a little bit of this, and a little bit of that, and a little bit of that, it's just not going to go. So okay, you went through the year, you did a little bit of Torah, a little bit of this, you enjoyed yourself here, you did that, restaurants, everything, gewaldig. We had a full gamut of activity this year. Listen, Rebbe, there's also a picture of me in Beis Medrash with the Rosh Yeshiva. I have my arm around him, smiling, just to make sure everybody knows I was in the Beis Medrash this year. And there's a picture of me learning. You know, we said just make sure to take the picture good with half eyeball open to make sure he's looking at the camera. But he had that picture also in the back somewhere because he was sometime in the Beis Medrash. But it wasn't Achashav. Basoifa Shel Dover Abaisai, you had a good year in Israel. I did my year in Israel. Did it? Done it? Good. But did you become who you could have become? Did you reach the great person you could have become, Rabbi Zayn? Did you become the Talmud Chacham that you could have become if you would have continued? Because you know what would have happened if you spent the year immersed in Torah? You would have got a geshmak. And that geshmak would have said, you know what, I'm going to go for another year. And you could have been sitting here in Tiferes Chaim with a gray beard, Rabbi Zayn. And not because you dyed it for Purim. But because you just tasted the real geshmak and you didn't want to leave it. And you became not Shmuel Yaakovson, but Reb Shmuel, Harav HaGoyim, Godel HaDor. or whatever you became, a great person in Torah, each one with the Madre Gosso. But there's no one who can become great in Torah first. No one. We need to have the shifting. You gotta be a shifty man. You gotta sit yourself and place yourself in the base medrash. That's my Ikka Mokon. And then you'll taste the sweetness. Bizurcha Be'ez Hashem to become the great person. Oymen for the Sayyai! And Nachas Ruach to everybody around you! But the biggest Nachas Ruach is to yourself. Because you're gonna feel accomplished. You'll feel a person that you did something with your life. That you used out your koiches to who you could become. So many people look back later on in their lives and they look back and said, I was also in yeshiva with that guy. There's so many stories. I was also in yeshiva with that guy. I also knew that guy who sat on the bench. We also sat together. I was also very smart. But he sat and learned. And I went to the restaurant. Today he's a big Rosh Yeshiva, and I'm selling falafel in Brooklyn. On the side, I drive a car service. And I can tell you, I go to pick up the Israelis, because I picked up the Hebrew in Eretz Israel. Shalom! Tavoi ti! Ani lo dea venok! Baruch Hashem, I was in Eretz Israel for the year. I can speak Hebrew and drive a car service. And sell falafel. Shvizoich HaBeiz Hashem. Become the great Talmid Chom, the great Loim De Torah that we truly could become through our dedication to bring a Nachas Ruach Li Yotzreinu.